Manu Patra alerts dated the 28th of November 2019. Supreme Court has refused to accord urgent hearing to a plea accusing Shiv Sena of committing breach of trust by aligning with Nationalist Congress Party and Congress to form government in Maharashtra. The court refused to list the public interest litigation filed by a political activist for urgent hearing, saying that the formation of post-poll alliances are not barred under any law. Supreme Court has struck down Section 87 of the Arbitration and Conciliation Act, 1996, which was inserted through the 2019 Amendment Act passed by the Parliament during the last session. The court held the provision to be manifestly arbitrary and violative of Article 14 of Constitution of India. Supreme Court has noted that while considering an application under Section 11 of the Arbitration and Conciliation Act, 1996, seeking appointment of an arbitrator, scope of examination by the court is to be confined only to the existence of the arbitration agreement and nothing else. The court further observed that once the existence of the arbitration agreement is not disputed, all issues including jurisdiction objections and limitations are to be decided by the arbitrator. Supreme Court has reiterated that a mere error, omission or irregularity in sanction and corruption cases is not considered to be fatal unless it has resulted in a failure of justice or has been occasioned thereby. The court observed thus while upholding the conviction of an accused under Section 7 and 13 of the Prevention of Corruption Act, 1988. Delhi High Court has sent former Anbaxi promoter Malvinder Singh and another co-accused to Enforcement Directorate custody for a single day in a money laundering case related to alleged misappropriation of funds at Religaf Invest Limited. Madras High Court has directed the recently released 13 life convicts in the Melavalavu massacre case to stay in Vellore district and not enter the region in Madurai district till the disposal of the writ petition. The life convicts were recently released by the government on account of good conduct. They were convicted of hacking to death 6 members of the scheduled caste community in 1997. Karnataka High Court has granted an interim stay on the controversial Greenfield Highway project linking Srishila, Dakshin Kannada, with Bairapura, Chikmagalur, cutting through the Western Ghats, and issued notices to various stakeholders. Kerala High Court has dismissed the bail application of 2 Communist Party of India, Marxist, workers who were charged earlier under the Unlawful Activities Prevention Act, 1967. The court upheld the government's argument for not granting the bail. Allahabad High Court has ruled that cogent evidence was required to summon a person under Section 319 of Code of Criminal Procedure, 1973, and that the same was a subject matter of scrutiny of trial court which were to decide the application. Bombay High Court has ruled that the alteration in the metro rail route alignment for the Vanes-Rambudi Corridor 2 conformed with the powers conferred under the Metro Railways Construction of Works Act, 1978. Bombay High Court has continued an earlier relief to successive adoptive parents to have daily visitation rights. They can meet the children they had raised, but who since the past 4 months have been placed in the care of adoption agencies. This was the case involving the alleged trafficking of children for adoption. Lok Sabha has passed the Special Protection Group Amendment Bill 2019, which will now protect the Prime Minister and members of his immediate family residing with him at his official residence. It will also provide security to former Prime Ministers and their immediate family members staying with them at the residence allotted for a period of 5 years from the date on which they cease to hold office. Lok Sabha has passed the Dadra and Nagar Haveli and Daman and Diu Merger of Union Territories Bill 2019. The bill seeks to merge the 2 union territories into 1. It was stated by the Minister of State for Home Affairs in the lower house that the merger of the 2 union territories located along the western coast near Gujarat will be done for better administration and checking of duplications of various work. National Green Tribunal has held that there was no error in the grant of environmental clearance granted for the expansion of Akashardham Temple as it does not fall under their Mona floodplains. The tribunal held that the project proponent was not liable to pay any compensation. Delhi court has stayed the bailable warrant issued against Congress leader Shashi Tharoor for not appearing in a criminal defamation complaint while directing him to be present before it on the 12th of December. The court had on the 12th of November issued the warrant against Mr. Tharoor after he did not appear before it, nor was he represented by a lawyer in the complaint filed against him over his alleged scorpion on Shivling remarks referring to Prime Minister. Special CBI Court has extended the judicial custody of former Union Finance Minister P. Chidambaram till the 11th of December in INX Media money laundering case. The former Union Minister was arrested by the Enforcement Directorate on the 16th of October and subsequently sent to judicial custody by the court in Tihar Jail till the 27th of November. Bombay High Court, BHC, has ruled that even if a contract is executed outside the state of Maharashtra and the work is also carried outside the state but arbitration of any contractual dispute is to be held within the state, then stamp duty will be payable under Maharashtra Stamp Act, 1958. Karnataka High Court, KHC, has ruled that the word used under Section 304B of Indian Penal Code 1860, though it is used soon before the death, cannot be interpreted as prior to the death immediately, even if it has to be taken into consideration depending upon the facts and circumstances of each case and the entire statement of the witness and the charge sheet material has to be looked into in this behalf.